This is dictation for Moses Bell. M-O-S-E-S. Last name is Bell. B like boy. E-L-L. Date of birth 7-9-1991. Date of accident 3-28-2024. Date of service 4-3-2024. This is a new patient visit. Patient report that immediately after his accident on 3-28-2024, he started having several symptoms, severe headaches, persistent pain in the left and the right side of the neck, very stiff and sore, pain in the left shoulder, which is also very painful and sore, pain in the lower back, severe sharp pains, especially on walking, pain in the left knee and the shin, worse on walking, painful tailbone also. Pains are continuous and are related to an automobile accident that occurred on 3-28-2024. Patient report that at around 5 o'clock, he was traveling as a rear passenger on the right. And his driver was a Lyft driver in a Ram 1500. The accident happened on Easy Street, E-A-S-Y Street, on Grossback, G-R-O-E-S-B-A-C-K, in city of Warren. Patient report that this accident happened too fast and he cannot remember. He was not watching. And the police report has been prepared. The police came at the scene. Ambulance did not come. He also did not notice the damage to the car. He states that the accident happened on a stop sign and rear-ended. He was wearing a seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. There was ambulance did not arrive at the scene and he did not go to the hospital. Regarding the injury, he reports that there was a lot of chaos and he hit his head to the headrest and punched it to the side of the window, and his leg bunched to the back of the seat. The phone was flying. There was no bleeding, no fractures, and ground appeared to be moving, according to him. He went to ER San Juan Hospital, and CT scan of the neck and the head were negative. He was there for 9 hours. The reports from the hospital is not available yet. And the report is available from Extension Hospital, where the patient was seen. He was placed on Robaxin, lidocaine, 4% film, and Motrin. The CT scan of the lumbar spine was negative, and no fractures of the spine were noticed. Left tibia and fibula was negative for any fractures. And the cervical spine was unremarkable. X-ray of the LS spine was also negative. So, history of presenting illness, patient is reporting of headaches that are mostly located in the back of the head. Severe, on a scale of 1 to 10, they report that they are 6, on a scale of 1 to 10, sometimes they are felt in the front of the head also. They are constant and they are sensitive to light and not sensitive to noise. Associated factor is nausea but denies any vomiting, seizures or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient report is suffering from dizziness off and on, mild, along with loss of balance, ringing in the ear. lack of focus, loss of concentration, nausea, and spots in the vision. He denies any taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem, face pain problem, or any vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures. He denies any loss of memory, forgetfulness, and there are no loss of vision field or spots in the blurred vision, and no incontinence are reported. Patient doesn't report any weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy, difficulty walking, fatigue, incontinence of the bowel, incontinence of the urine. He denies any anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance, subtle anesthesia. The pains are affecting his neck, mid back, lower back, left shoulder. Neck pain is 6, mid back pain 6, lower back pain is 8, and left knee pain is around 5 to 6, left shoulder pain is 6. He reports that he can walk up to a block or two, and it become painful after that. Sitting is painful, especially the tailbone, standing 10 to 15 minutes, sleep is 4 hours. Patient reports of some radiation of pain into the left leg. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, sharp, heart burning, aching, tender, and are varying from 5 to 7. ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, standing, walking, and improved by kneeling. So far, the patient has had X-rays and CT scan at Extension Hospital on the day of accident. No muscle weakness, no upper extremity or lower extremity motor weakness is reported. Reports of numbness, tingling of the lower back, according to him. History of past treatment, patient has had only 1 ER visit, no doctor he has seen, only chiropractic visit he has done times 2. No physical therapy or any other treatment. Please review the chart for the system review. For past surgical history, allergies, as well as family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, and personal history. ADLs also, please review the chart for that. Physical examination. ...34-year-old black male, African American, of a good build, nutrition, alert oriented. Height is 5'10". Weight is 175. Blood pressure 156 over 103. Pulse 88. Pulse ox is 100. General review. Patient is fairly alert oriented. Cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be overtly anxious, lethargic. Patient has a moderate attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient can walk without any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam comes from the template, which include general exam, neurological examination, and musculature examination that are all normal. In the musculature examination, please mention the quadratus lumborum muscle bilaterally, as well as paravertebral muscle. from L1 to L5 is in spasm with 1 plus hypertonicity. Rest of the muscles are completely normal with normal tone, bulk and contraction, no proneness or fasciculation. Abnormal tremors are identified. No atrophy of the muscles, no trigger points. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation is from the template. Entire spine is normal curvature and alignment. No scars are noticed. In the palpation, no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback is noticed. Pelvic iliac crest height is equal. No pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is noticed at L4, L5 and a bilateral SI joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from L1 to L5 bilaterally with 1 plus hypertonicity. There is no tenderness or trigger points noticed. In the range of motion, cervical spine is forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, and bilateral rotation is 30. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerner test is negative. Destruction test was negative, Soto-Hall test negative. No signs of myelopathy are noticed. Thoracic spine, the Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernig test was negative, straight leg raising test positive at 40 degrees. And the contralateral leg rest test is negative, Breger test negative, Kemp test negative, Babinski sign is negative. SI joint is mildly tender bilaterally. Faber test is positive bilaterally and Gonsalin test is positive. However, iliac compression test, standing flexion test, distraction test are negative. The extremities examination except for the left shoulder and the left knee. Rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal, including elbows, wrist, hand, both hips, both ankle and feet, and the right knee are all normal. Examination of the left shoulder reveals a generalized spasm and tenderness of the rotator cuff muscles, and range of motion passively is up to 90 degrees. Passively is up to 180 degrees, but active motion is limited to 90 degrees forward flexion and 90 degrees of abduction. Muscle strength is 4x5 in the area of the upper extremity of the left shoulder. However, drop arm test is negative, anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Hawking Kennedy test was positive. Rest of the hand and wrist are completely normal. Phalen sign, clinical sign is negative. Grips are normal. In the left knee joint, no crepitations, scars, erythema, effusion, no popping noise, no grinding noise are felt. There is a generalized tenderness in the anterior part of the peripatellar region. No swelling. Range of motions are normal to 135 degree flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign, Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension test is positive. Diagnosis in general, 110 VH 9.2 XXT. In CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, S09.90, XA, M62.830, Z79.891. Nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, ligaments, M54.0, left shoulder, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50. Left knee, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. In sacroiliac spine, M46.1 bilaterally, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Moses Bell comes from the template. Treatment plan is also from the template as follows. Physical therapy is ordered for Moses. He's seeing a chiropractic care, so that will be all he needs. For the affected areas of neck, mid back, lower back, left shoulder, left knee, 3 times per week with traction massage, chiropractic care, massages, exercises. Disability, is found disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. Medications, the patient is provided with the following medications, which are Mobic, 7.5 milligram once a day. For anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Elevil, 50 milligram at night for pain relief, relaxation. Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathy, radiculopathy, and headaches. Puricid, 1 or 2 6-hour PRN, 30 tablets for headaches. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Patient is also provided with Voltaren gel for topical pain, Zoloft 50 milligram at night, and Norco 7.5 milligram 825 to 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets. His labs were ordered, maps were reviewed. He's referred to Dr. Mustafa, who has referred this patient back to us for further care. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, a home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and imaging records. I already discussed the CT scan that are available, and they're all negative for cervical spine and lumbar spine. Interventional pain procedures are none are needed at this time. Surgical options are none. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Patient doesn't have very many symptoms of TBI, but he'll be continued followed up. Attended care and casework is not warranted. Past medical records are ordered, released from the hospital. ER visit, investigations. No new investigation is being carried out until we have reviewed the ER records, and then possibly MRI for the spine could be ordered, and MRI for left shoulder, DMEs. Patient has been provided with the back brace, neck brace, tension for further healing. Education, yes. Patient is advised to try yoga, meditation, exercise, yoga exercise. Follow visit in 7 days and contact personal support. Yes, thank you.